Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everyone everywhere, Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. You know, there are times when people just need to get information. There are times when people need to get guidance. There are times when people just need someone to talk to that understands what they're talking about. Now, our guest today is one of those people that you can reach out to, and he will help you to understand mainly how to get your retirement program, your pension, your 401ks, your investments to help you now and not way off in the future. And I thought that was such a unique concept. I just had to reach out to him. And Daniel Blue is our guest today. Daniel's a regular contributor to Forbes.com. He's the owner of Quest Education, a company that helps entrepreneurs obtain capital for their companies, pay off high interest debt, and make money tax-free using a self-directed retirement account. Now, under Daniel's leadership, Quest Education has reached the seven-figure mark 2 years in a row, and it has customers right now in all 50 states. He's also a podcaster. He has a podcast called Who Winners Win, and he has released a book titled Blueprint to Your Best Retirement, which is B-L-U-E, which is Amazon bestseller. Help me welcome to the program, Daniel Blue. Daniel, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule joining us tonight.
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here this evening and look forward to having a great conversation.
Amen. Now, the first question I always start with, other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Daniel Blue?
I'm a professional mistake maker. I've tripped.
I'm part of that team.
I think we all are, right? I just happened to make a lot of mistakes early on in my life. And I always like to start when I was 18 years old. When I was 18 years old, a couple major life events happened. One, I ended up getting a woman pregnant. Two, I ended up getting addicted to Oxycontin. It's this nasty opiate-based pill that I think a lot of people can relate to. Maybe a family member, a friend. There's people dying out there with these nasty pharmaceutical pills. And I also dropped out of college. And so all three of those things happened when I was 18 years old. And wow. You know, I was really in a dark place. And, I know that what the show is about in terms of the audience and raw God-fearing women and men here. And I know I would not have been able to get through those knucklehead moments of me making bad choices after bad decision without having some faith, without having some belief. But there was times where I second-guessed it. I think all of us have second-guessed, why is this happening to me, and having a victim mentality. But, you know, when you can overcome those struggles on the other side is blessings.
Amen. Yeah, that is so true. That's so true. And something that caught my attention when I was reading up on you for the interview is the addiction that you had and that you overcame, because I can relate to that. I was, as a cop, we didn't go into this on our pre-talk, but a lot of my listeners have heard this, so I don't have to, it's nothing breaking news to them. But I was a cop. I got injured on the job, and, knee, hip, back type injury. And, that was in 2007. And it's just, continuing to progress. I had like 30 some surgeries between then and now. And, I was taking at the time, and by October of 2018, I was taking four different pain medications.
Wow.
Three of them were at the maximum level allowed by the FDA. If I didn't, they give me, 5 milligrams more, I would have been considered experimental. So it wouldn't be covered by insurance. And they told me, don't take them all at the same time. Take them at least 4 or 6 hours. So I was taking one about every 6 hours. One of the, and 20 minutes later, I'm out of it type of thing. Yeah. Right. And, one day, it was like October 19th, right in that area, 2018. I can't remember what it was, but I just decided I wasn't doing it anymore. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I quit all four simultaneously. Whew. And the next 7 days was pure hell.
You know? Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah, and you know, I did it on a Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday. I knew the following Wednesday I had a doctor's appointment already, right? And so I wasn't going to make a new doctor's appointment. I just, you know, no sleep. My wife would wash the blankets and sheets every morning because I was just sweating through it all night. And it was. And disclaimer, do not do this at home. Okay, seek a doctor's, you know, help with this. I did not do it correctly, but it was the, you know, my fate. I said, I'm not taking it. I refuse. And oh, the pain and the agony. And but the following Wednesday, I walked into the doctor's office, and I must have looked a mess.
Oh, I bet.
Normally, he's a really jovial type guy. Hey, how you doing? How's it? Yeah. He walked in and said, "What the hell happened to you?
You're a zombie."
Yeah, I told him I quit taking that medicine. He goes, "What medicine?" I said, "All of it." You can't do that. And but I had knee replacement surgery last year, last October, and they said, "Okay, here, I'm not taking that. I don't want it." Yeah. Well, you got to have it. You're going to be. I don't care. I'll take Tylenol. I'm not putting that stuff in my body anymore. And the first week was rough, but I maintained my stance, and then it progressively got better. And, but that's one of the things when I was reading your story, I said, oh, I got to have him on the podcast because I can relate to what you were going through 100% because that's the stuff I was hooked on too.
So. Yeah, it's interesting. It's almost like a taboo subject. A lot of people, they know people that have done it, or maybe they themselves have done it, but it's like almost like we're ashamed to talk about it. I was exposed to it when I lived in Utah. I was actually baptized LDS. I grew up Mormon, and I was shocked the amount of people in Utah. I mean, Utah is a ton of pill users, and it's like they go to church on Sunday and they got the tie on and everything looks good. And then later that day after church, they're popping pills, you know? Yeah. So a lot of people have those demons, and unfortunately pills are just, doctors are making money. There's just so much money being made. And it's basically, you know, what you were saying, for 7 days straight, you're throwing up, you're having withdrawals, you feel like you're having the flu times 10. Yeah. And it's just because you were prescribed pills that were pretty much heroin in the form of a pill, and your body's so addicted. So it's a nasty downward spiral. I'm glad to see you on the other side of that.
Oh, me too. And you know, once I came through it all, the pain level that I was experiencing was about the same as what it was when I was taking all the pills.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine that.
Yeah, because you know, your body grew accustomed to it. You know? I mean, it was just anyway, we're here to talk about you. Amen. Now, your book, The Blueprint, B-L-U-E, B period, L period, U period, E period. Yeah. The Blueprint to Your Best Retirement provides information to folks so they can access their retirement accounts without being hit those huge tax ramifications. But it doesn't stop there, does it?
Yeah, no. The main problem that we solve in the marketplace, like you said, is helping people access their money before they get old, right? People have this misconception that the IRA, the 401k, they can't access those retirement accounts until they're in their 60s, 70s. And I'm not trying to pick on you if you're 60 and 70 and you know, you're old. Age is just a number. It's how you feel. But it's really discouraging when you're 30, 40, 50 years old and you're like, man, this is my money. Why can't I touch my money without paying penalties and taxes? Like, I worked for this money. And the big financial institutions, Wall Street, they don't want you to access your own money because they make money off of your money, right? Mm-hmm. Little do people know that there's an IRS approved way to access your retirement penalty and tax free. And a lot of our customers will then use their own money to maybe start their business so they can leave their 9-to-5 job and break free from being, you know, an employee that is discouraged. You know, or maybe they want to use that money to pay off high interest rate credit card debt, or maybe use their retirement account to invest into real estate or crypto. So to your point, the book, it does talk about different strategies on how to liberate and control your own retirement account where you can have more freedom. And the book I put together is just super simple, easy to understand. My goal when I wrote the book is, okay, how can I make this book where someone can just read it in a day and it's not boring financial lingo that's going to put them to sleep? And I can use enough analogies and tactical information where they can read it and be done with it and then apply it and see results. And, you know, that's been some of the feedback that I've gotten so far from the book is just keep it nice and simple.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, I remember I had to access my account. This was, gosh, probably 20, 25 years ago. And I was hit, I believe it was a 10% penalty tax or something like that on the withdrawal. And then I had to claim out my taxes and pay again.
So you're talking 30%. Yeah. I had a client come to us before she started working with us. She needed to take out like $100,000 to invest in some real estate deal. And she went to her financial advisor and said, hey, I want to invest into this apartment complex. Can you help me? And he's like, no, I can't. The only thing I can do is you can take a distribution, which is what you just did. And she took $100,000 out and paid like 30, almost 40% in penalties and taxes. So she just lost over $30,000 to the IRS. And I helped her understand, like, hey, you could actually take that $100,000, you could have taken that $100,000, converted it into a self-directed retirement account with us, and then from there invested into the real estate deal, and you would have paid zero penalties and taxes. It's just like, wait, what? Like, how come no one told me this? And you've got to follow the money. Financial companies, Wall Street, they make money when you buy stocks, not anything else.
Amen. And your book helps someone to avoid that kind of tax by talking them through that stuff?
Yeah, 100%. That's what the book is about, is providing, you know, just tactical, simple strategies.
Amen. And that money can be used for anything, like high interest rate, credit cards and mortgages and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the term I just threw out there is self-directed retirement accounts. And self-directed just means you get to control your own money. And there's a couple different types of self-directed accounts. There's a self-directed IRA. Some people listening to this might be familiar with that. But what people are not, a lot of people are not familiar with, is another self-directed account. It's called a solo 401k. And if you're an entrepreneur with some kind of side hustle, business activity, and you don't have any W-2 employees tied to your business, the IRS lets you set up a solo 401k. And once you take money from a 401k or an IRA and you convert it into a solo 401k, there's actually a loan feature on the plan where you can take out a certain amount of money, penalty and tax-free. And to your point, you can use that money however you want. You can use it to pay off high interest rate credit card debt. We had someone the other day come to us and she was paying like 20% interest on her credit cards. Meanwhile, her retirement account is making her like 8% a year. Well, if you're making 8% a year on your retirement, your investment account, but you're losing 20% to Discover credit card, you're losing money faster than you're making money. So she was able to use money from a retirement account, penalty and tax-free, pay off 20% interest rate credit card. And then she was able to replenish her retirement account, her solo 401k. So she's not robbing from her own future. You know, she's essentially being her own bank.
Yeah. Amen. Is that like a loan against it? So that she's like paying back a loan on her?
So the IRS allows people with a solo 401k to take out 50% of the account value or $50,000, whichever number is less. And then as long as you pay back your solo 401k within 5 years, then there's no penalties or taxes on the money you take out. So you could use that money to maybe fund your business, pay off debt. You can use it however you want. And to kind of give more context, an IRA does not have a loan feature. A 401k from your old job does not have a loan feature.
Right.
A 401k with your current employer, it may or may not have a loan feature, but a solo 401k does have a loan feature.
Amen. So if someone was starting a business and they were going down to apply for a small business administration loan, something like that, they could use the money in their retirement accounts to provide their portion of the down payment of sorts to qualify for business loans?
Yeah. So a couple of different ways that works. You know, we deal with this a lot where someone applies for a business loan and you know how tough it is to get a business loan. It's not easy. And sometimes you get denied because your credit score isn't good enough. You need to pay down maybe some personal credit cards or some other debts. You need to bring down your utilization rate. You need to get your credit score increased. So in order to get this $100,000 loan from the bank, you're being told you've got to pay off, you know, $15,000 worth of credit card debt. Well, you could use the loan feature on the solo 401k to pay off the credit card debt. That's going to increase the credit score, bring down your utilization rate, and now you're a lot more attractive to the banks. Now you can go and get that loan, you know, and have a higher chance of doing that. Or to your point, maybe, you know, this person gets a loan from the bank for $50,000, but they're like, shoot, I need another $15,000 to add to the business. They can use the solo 401k to fund their business.
Amen. Amen. And I think you mentioned this, but all retirement accounts don't qualify for that though, right?
Yeah, so if it's a 401k from an old job, you can convert that into a solo 401k as long as you qualify for a solo 401k. And to qualify, you have to be essentially a solopreneur. You've got to be running some kind of business, maybe a consultant, a freelancer. Maybe you get 1099 income as a real estate agent. You just have to have some kind of side hustle, some kind of business activity where you don't have any W-2 employees tied to that business. And if that's you, you qualify for a solo 401k. And the money that can go into a solo 401k can come from a 401k from an old job or an IRA. You can take those two accounts and move those dollars into the solo 401k. And because the money is going from one retirement account to another retirement account, there's no taxable event that's triggered when you're moving that money.
Amen. So if someone had, you know, like an online job as a consultant or something like that, making, I don't know, $10,000 a year, they could take that money and open up a solo 401k?
Yeah.
Or does that have to be a certain dollar amount? Or
yeah, no, they qualify. So they technically can contribute money, you know, if their business is making money into a solo 401k. Cool. They also, if this same person, you know, the example you're giving is they're running an online business on the side and making, you know, part-time income because their business is new, but during the day, they're still an employee. As long as they still have the business on the side, they qualify for a solo 401k, and they can either take money from an existing retirement account and move it into the solo 401k, or they can take earnings from their business and contribute those dollars into the solo 401k.
Outstanding, outstanding. So can that be used for purchase? I think you mentioned stocks or investments and even Bitcoin.
Yeah, so you can invest it in the precious metals. You know, there's a lot of people right now that are a little bit worried about the political climate, right? You know, taxes, inflation, leeriness of the stock market. You know, stock market is just so volatile and it's at a high, high peak. And we know the stock market can't keep going up forever, right? So there's a lot of people that are looking at diversifying their portfolio and maybe, you know, taking some money out of the stock market and putting into things like precious metals or crypto or real estate or there's the thinking of, well, hey, instead of having a bunch of my money in the stock market where I have no control over these stocks and these companies, why can't I take some of this money and invest it in myself and in my own business where I've got more say and control?
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And they're required to pay it back within 5 years.
Correct. If they use the loan feature. So the loan feature is going to be used for funding their business or paying off high interest rate credit card debt, for example. If they just want to use money in the solo 401k to invest into crypto or real estate or precious metals or, you know, their buddy's business, a private company, then they can just use the money within the solo 401k to purchase that asset directly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And not worry about the loan feature. So their retirement account owns that asset.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Yeah. And so we can use some of the cash that we've accumulated and made over the years and still have access to the remaining balance for our retirement.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, outstanding. And your book, Blueprint to Your Best Retirement, goes into detail on how to do all this. But what does the BLUE stand for?
Yeah. So I wanted to play off my name, right? And I kind of thought about, you know, what we've been able to do for customers over the years. And what I found in common is, okay, B is going to stand for build your money. U is going to stand for, L is going to stand for leverage your money. U is going to stand for utilize your money. And then last but not least, E is going to stand for enjoy your money. Right. And when people come to us, you know, they usually have built up some kind of money. Right. So they built up their money, but they don't know how to utilize it. Right. So, you know, let's teach them how to leverage that money, utilize that money. And then more importantly, while we're on this earth, we want to have some fulfillment. Right. We want to be able to enjoy life. And that's crucial as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tell us about your podcast, How Winners Win. I mean, do you go into this type of concept on your podcast?
Yeah. So we do talk about the financial side of things. However, you know, I also want to be able to relate to as many people as I can. Obviously, we started off the show with some of my struggles. I'm 32 years old. I've been clean from drugs for, over 10 years now. I last used OxyContin in November of 2009. It was Thanksgiving Day. So kind of share some of my struggles. And, you know, I run a real business with real employees. I've got 13 full-time employees here in Las Vegas. You know, so I'm dealing with some of the struggles that a lot of entrepreneurs face, right? Hiring, firing, culture, marketing, finances, operations, scaling, you know, losing money, right? I mean, that's just how business works. I'm a big sports guy. You know, I love to compete. So, and I think everyone is, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you know, you want to win, right? And it's not so much of, you know, I want to win so I can make fun of my competitor. It's like, you want to win so you can be the best version of yourself, so you can be the best version for your daughter, your son, your brother, your mom, your wife, right? Your husband. So we want to win. And the premise of the show is to give value and help people win in their personal life, their financial life, their business life. So we talk about a few different topics to centered around winning.
Amen. Amen. And I want to back up one second because I had a question. As long as you don't have W-2 employees, what if you have independent contractor, like a VA or something like
that? Yeah, 1099 is okay. Yeah, because they're not W-2. Yep. And you can have your spouse on the business and they be a W-2 employee. That's okay. The owner, you or your spouse can be W-2 employee. You just can't have any other full-time W-2 employees, and 1099 contractors work.
Cool. Yeah. I was thinking about that. I said, I forgot to ask that question. So I wanted to clarify that for our listeners. So you also have a teaching course on your website, The Quest Way. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So that's a way for us to, me specifically, I'm the one that, essentially is the instructor. I wanted to be able to take what we've been able to teach our customers over the years over the phone, because everything we do is over the phone. You know, we've got customers in all 50 states, we've got over 1,000 customers that we've been able to help. And we want to be able to find a way to provide value where they don't necessarily have to get on the phone with my team, where they can watch these modules and learn what a self-directed retirement account is, what a solo 401k is, you know, how to fund your business with a solo 401k, you know, how to pay off high interest rate credit card debt, how to make money tax free, you know, how to use your retirement account to invest into crypto and things like that. So I just wanted to provide some tactical, again, I like the word tactical because there's just a lot of fluff out there and it's really easy to read something and listen to something and you're like, okay, what do I do next? So I just want to provide some actionable items that people can, you know, move forward with when they absorb the content, and figured a course would be a good way to provide value there.
Amen. Amen. Daniel, this all sounds so interesting. I love how you're helping people, especially right now in this, you know, COVID environment. If someone wanted to get a copy of a book, how can they do that? Is it on Amazon?
Yeah. So danielblue.me is where I live. That's the best place to go. You'll get access to, you know, all my Forbes articles, a link to my podcast, How Winners Win, a link to my book, a link to my course. And then also, you know, if you have a 401k from an old job or an IRA and you're like, shoot, I didn't know I could access this bad boy penalty and tax-free, I want to learn more. There's a link to my company's website, Quest Education. And if you click that link, you'll be able to head over to my company's website, fill out a basic form, and then you know, your contact information, and someone from my team would reach out to you and see if we're a good fit.
Amen. Amen. And if someone to get in touch with you, like maybe an interview like this, the contact form on the website is the best way of doing it.
Yeah, that's a good one too. And then it's got my social media handles. You know, I'm pretty consistent on Facebook and Instagram. Again, if you just type in Daniel Blue, like the color, you'll see a gentleman with the dark hair and thick eyebrows. And usually I shave and like the next day it's already growing back. So that's me. And, you know, I'm in Las Vegas. So if you see, you know, some of those things, you'll know that's who I am. And I'm pretty responsive on social media. So you can always just shoot me a DM.
Amen. Amen. I'll put links to all this down below in the show notes. Folks, in this day and time, sometimes it's just left up to us to make decisions and take actions that will protect us and our family's future. And I urge you to get in touch with Daniel Blue. Check out his website, his podcast, all that. And be sure to order your copy of his latest book, Blueprint to Your Best Retirement. Just go down the show notes, click the links, get in touch with him, order your copy today. And let Daniel show you how you can achieve your retirement goals, but yet enjoy life right now. I mean, you may think you're too late to the party, but it's never too late to start now. I mean, you'll have more by starting now than you will if you start later. Amen? So, Daniel, thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us and working with me on getting this interview in. I do appreciate it.
Hey, I'm grateful to be here, and thank you so much for the opportunity, Bob.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Daniel Blue and myself, this is Pastor Bob Romani. Be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.